sorrow, he's my comfort, in trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempts me sore, Jesus, I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul will fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Do any of you have like a favorite name for our deity called Jesus Christ or God? I mean, the lily of the valley, I like to call him the fairest of 10,000. Those are just favorite names I have for him. Do you have any names that you just call him sometimes? Do you have one? I'm kind of a nickname person, so I just give people names that... And when I call her Gail, she thinks I'm upset, because she hardly ever hears me call her that. So, I mean, it's sugar or whatever, but rarely do I call her Gail, so. Do any of you have a Jim? Do you have a name? Emmanuel? Sure. I don't know why those, I think when I was a new Christian, we learned some songs, and those were a couple of my favorite songs with those names in it. Lily of the Valley and the Bright Morning Star. And I'm just, when I'm talking to him or just in the car worshiping him, whatever, I mean, those are just names that come out. Dumb question, maybe. I don't know. Think about it. What do you call him? Come, thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by
saint. and the extended family of Sandy's, and it's just a blessing, you know, when it's a Christian person to hear, and that the funeral doesn't have to be, I know we've all experienced this, and it's wonderful, you know, but even a sad occasion like a family member and a friend of ours passing away, that because she was a saint, that it doesn't have to be, you know, this downer necessarily to go to her funeral, and we were just blessed by her as a friend and as a family member, and her faith and her joy, and it was a blessing too that the minister said he had visited her just about 2 days before she passed away. She was in the hospital, and one of the things she said to him was, "I want to go home." And I guess that's one of the things that God is teaching us and teaching me, you know, to not hold too tightly onto the world, that we really, our citizenship is in heaven, and we're just passing through, and we have houses that we live in that sometimes we refer to as homes, but when you're a believer, really, this is not home, and it was just such a blessing to hear that about an older saint, that she wanted to go.
Sure. Yeah, it's exciting. And even, I mean, I'm not all that old. I guess to a lot of you I am, but in the scheme of things, you know, I guess I'm better than halfway there. Probably way better than halfway there. I'm 55, so, but I've been a Christian.
Since you were 28.
Yeah, something like that. So, but my whole perspective of that, I mean, when I became a Christian, I thought, wow, you know, God will allow me into heaven someday. I'll be able to, when I die, I'm going to a place where God will be, and that will be where I will be the rest of eternity, you know, and I mean, that's a heavy-duty thought for someone who lived until they were 27 years old in just, you name it, you know. But today, I want to be home. You know, I mean, it's not a something that, it'll be nice to be there. I want to be there. You know, I'm not saying I want to die by any means. I'm not saying I want to die today. But if I die, I'm excited because I know where I'll be going. And I'm excited to go there. There's an excitement, you know. It's like, I don't know, your kids, when you take a trip, they're excited to be on the road. We're actually going to go there. And there's an excitement about thinking about getting there, you know. And there's an excitement when you get there. But I'm excited about being on my way there. That's the excitement of it. And it's just a whole new thinking to me to think that way. I mean, I love my wife, I love my kids, but God loves me so much more than I can comprehend or even think about. And I will be with him, and they will be there too. And I hope their desire is to be there as much as mine is. But, you know, it's just an excitement about being there and going there. And maybe if I live to be 80 some years old, I'll be able to tell somebody, you know, I'm ready to go home. He is the God of glory. He is the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father throughout eternity. Should we try one verse? Behold, what manner of man is this who stands between God and man? His eyes are as a flaming fire, his fan is in his hand. John saw him in the seven churches as the sun in brilliancy. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He is the Lord. Ever.
from heaven above, his beloved and his own. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David is he. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father.
Let's do four. Behold, what manner of man is this who speaks to the maimed and the halt?
He says, thy sins be forgiven thee. Take up thy bed and walk. He stands as the mighty healer, and he cries, look unto me. Behold, what manner of man. Sweet, the birds hush their
singing and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of every care and wait for thee. that beautiful? I mean, that is the last. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care. Hallelujah. That we have the not only ability, but he desires us. I mean, he calls us to do that and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. That's a beautiful song. Beautiful song. In the harvest field, the ripen, there's a word for all to you. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you.
Soar with you.
Spirit leads me on in the power of